Lecture topic, Youth Conference UK.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: عفوا عن نساء الناس تعف نساؤكم، وبروا أباءكم تبركم أبناؤكم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يأتي على الناس زمان يكون هلاك الرجل على يد زوجته وأبويه وولده، يعيرونه بالفقر ويكلفونه ما لا يطيق، فيدخل مداخل التي يذهب فيها دينه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء اكرام، respected brothers and elders, I'm grateful to Almighty Allah for affording me this opportunity to be present in this momentous gathering where thousands of youth have gathered from different parts of England to be present at the 11th annual conference which has been hosted by the Islamic Dawah Academy. May Allah Ta'ala take it from strength to strength and accept our get together here. Friends and elders, perhaps if we have to analyze the problems, the challenges, the vices in which not only the youth of the United Kingdom or South Africa, but rather globally in such a broad perspective, including Muslims and non-Muslims, if we have to analyze, then the list can continue. Be it substance abuse, be it womanizing, be it intoxicants, it continues and continues. However, today inshallah I intend to single out one particular major problem, which is the pertinent and significant difference between a student that studies in an Islamic environment and a student coming from a secular and an academic field. And in my humble opinion, if inshallah we will take this message to heart and we will take it seriously, then inshallah this one implementing of this one advice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will gradually pave the way and enable us to obey every command of Allah Ta'ala. We find a student studying in a secular academic environment is constantly reminded of the rights, is constantly reminded of his rights. When you age at 15, it is your prerogative, it is your choice. You are at liberty now to do this, to do that. Voice your opinion and be vocal. So there are many youth who are least realizing the rights and the obligations they owe to their parents, their seniors, but constantly worried about what rights others owe to them. On the contrary, we have a youngster that is studying in an Islamic environment who is not reminded of his personal rights, but is constantly reminded of the rights of those around him. This is your father, this is your mother, this is your brother, this is your neighbor, this is your relative, this is your cousin. He is reminded of the rights of others. The youth in a Western environment is made to believe azadi tumara haq hai. Freedom of choice is your right. You deserve it. You demand it. And the youth in an Islamic environment is made to believe al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum, that as long as you will consult with your seniors, And as long as you will consult with the scholars, then you will prosper in life. And as much as you prosper, oh my young boy, you will remain junior before your parents. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I quoted, Nabi alayhi salam says, عِفُّ عَنْ نِسَاءِ النَّاسِ تَعِفُّ نِسَاءُكُمْ. Do not cast a lustful gaze on any strange woman, and Allah will divinely protect your wife from the lustful gazes of strange men. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith of Kanzul Ummal, مَنْ أَدَامَ النَّظْرَ فِي الْمُصْحَفِ مُتِّعَ بِبَصَرِهِ مَا دَامَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That young boy who will preserve his sight in his youth, Allah takes it upon himself to restore the sight of that boy even in his old age. Nabi alayhi salam seen one young boy walking in the streets of Medina Munawwara and he was singing a song. Nabi alayhi salam addressed him and said, وَيْلَكَ يَا شَابْ هَلَّا بِالْقُرْآنِ تُغَنِّي. O young boy, Allah has given you such a beautiful voice. Why will you waste the talent that Allah has favored you? Will you not change and use that melodious voice of Him in the praises of Allah? So, عِفُّ عَنْ نِسَاءِ النَّاسِ. Do not cast a lustful gaze on strange women. Allah will divinely protect your wife, your mother, your sister, your daughter from the lustful gazes of strange men. وَبِرُّوا أَبَاءَكُمْ تَبُرُّكُمْ أَبَنَاءُكُمْ. And be kind and loyal and faithful and obliging to your parents, to your father. Allah will make your youth, your son, your offspring obedient and obliging and respectful to you. Among the du'as that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam had asked Allah protection from, Allahumma inni as'aluka arba'a wa a'udhu bika min arba'a. Oh Allah, I ask from you four and I ask protection against four. The things that I ask protection from, the first things, let us mention what Dawood alayhi salam asked Allah. As'aluka lisanan zakira, a tongue that is moist in your remembrance. Qalban shakira, a heart that is full of gratitude. Badanan sabira, a body that can undergo difficulties for your deen. Wa zawjatan tu'inuni fi dunyaya wa akhirati, and such a spouse and such a partner that makes my stay in this world also a pleasure and my stay in akhirat also a pleasure. Wa a'udhu bika min arba'atin, and O Allah, I seek thy divine protection from four. Min malin yakunu aliyya wa bala, I seek thy protection from that wealth which takes me away from you. Min waladin yakunu aliyya sayyida, O Allah, I ask thy protection from such offspring who dominate and govern their parents. Friends and elders, someone has said it so beautifully that there are four qualities that are wonderful if every man can possess. But if certain pertinent categories of the ummah possess it, it will enhance the beauty of those qualities. Al-adlu min kulli insanin hasanun walakin min al-qudati ahsan. Justice and fairness and equality is wonderful if every man has it in his life. But wallahi, it will be superb if the rulers have it. Wasakhawatu min al-aghniyai hasanun walakin min al-fuqarai ahsan. And generosity is wonderful if the wealthy have it. But wallahi, it's superb if the poor man shares from the little that Allah has given him. وَالْحَيَاءُ مِنْ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ حَسَنٌ وَلَكِنْ فِي النِّسَاءِ أَحْسَنٌ. And modesty and bashfulness is wonderful if the men have it. But wallahi, it's unique if the woman possess it. Allah speaks about the daughter of Shu'ayb alayhi salam, that when she returns to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا. She comes to Sayyidina Musa عليه السلام. Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه commentating on this ayat. Allah says she comes with so much modesty as though she was walking on haya. قائلة بثوبها على وجهها ليست بسلفع من النساء دلاجة ولاجة خراجة. Covering her face with great modesty, she tones down and then she addresses Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Wallah, once upon a time, there was such haya in the female of this ummah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam accommodating and taking into cognizance the bashful nature of this girl. Nabi alayhi salam says, when you consult with her and you propose to her, then take into consideration Allah has created so much haya in her, that was sumatuha idnuha. that when she will be asked that this boy has extended a proposal to you, O my daughter, O my sister, O my niece, do you consider this proposal? Are you inclining towards this boy? The Nabi of Allah says, pause. Perhaps it is likely, it is possible that the inherent quality of bashfulness in this girl would not allow her to answer. First time she will be venturing into a life of a male. She kept herself in the confines of her house. Sayyidatina Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ خَيْرٌ لِلنِّسَىٰ O Nabi of Allah, which is the best gift that any father can give to his daughter, any husband to his wife, any uncle to his niece? Nabi alayhi salam says, don't ask me, go and ask the queen of the women of Jannah. When Sayyidatina Fatima radiallahu anha was asked, she answered, لَا يَرَيْنَ الرِّجَالِ وَلَا يَرَوْنَهُنَّ Wallahu Nabi of Allah, there is no better gift that any father can endow, bestow in favor upon his daughter, other than keeping her in such an environment that no strange man casts a lustful gaze upon her, and she does not cast a lustful gaze upon any strange man. Wallah, there is no better gift that any father can favor his daughter other than providing her with such a conducive environment where she can maintain haya. That a woman in the time of Nabi alayhi salam loses her son. She comes out, she inquires from the Sahaba, how was my son martyred? Someone taps her and says, oh sister, you have veiled yourself, you have lost your son, you are hysterical. Perhaps you will be exempted and excused from maintaining and screening yourself when such a catastrophe has come upon you. She politely answers by saying, oh my brother, I have lost my son. I don't need to lose my modesty. So modesty is wonderful if the woman, if the men have it, but wallah, it's even better if the woman have it. وَالتَّوْبَةُ مِنَ الشَّيْخِ حَسَنٌ وَلَكِن مِنَ الشَّبِّ أَحْسَنٌ And when that elderly man is hunched and is aged and his hair has become white and now he comes and he cries, it's wonderful. But Allah's qasam, when one youngster walks through an environment of nudity and revives the like of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, when tempted with zina, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبَوَابِ And she'll shut the doors of the palace. And then she starts describing the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. At that time, how Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam revived and demonstrated taqwa when one youngster in the prime of his life, surrounded with evil and vice, walks through the marketplace, lowering his gaze, reciting the fourth kalima, أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ Wallah, the action of that young man even shakes the arsh of Allah. Friends and elders, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بِرُّ أَبَاءَكُمْ Be kind and loyal to your parents. تَبُرُّكُمْ أَبَنَاءُكُمْ Allah will make your youth kind and loyal and obliging to you. Allah alone knows how many parents today have become terminally ill because of the tears that are coming out in the concern of those parents, of those children. Allah alone knows how many parents are sleeping with pain and agony to await what time will my son come. When the boy walks in, the father sighs with relief, least knowing what is the condition and the plight of that boy. My respected youth, Allah has given us this time. Let us value this time and make tawbah to Allah in this gathering, that those of us that have abandoned our parents, and those of us that have made our parents cry, let us pledge to Allah that today we will return and convert those very tears of sadness and agony into tears of joy and happiness. Under the commentary of this ayat that I recited, in Qurtubi there is an incident on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, where one youngster comes in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he comes and he levels an accusation against his father. O Nabi of Allah, my father is claiming access to my wealth. And he claims that he has rights and authority over my money. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this boy, okay, go and call your father and come. So this boy goes and he tells his father that Nabi alayhi salam is calling you. The father responds and he comes. In the interim, Jibreel Amin descends and he comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Nabi alayhi salam, when this boy and this young lad returns with his father and you have resolved the argument, then ask the father after everything is over, ask him what were the couplets he was singing in his mind as he was coming close to you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed. The father comes, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam inquires from the father, this is your son, he agrees. Your son has certain accusations against you. What is it, O Nabi of Allah? Your son is saying that he is earning and he has a certain amount of income and you are claiming access to that wealth and you are using it for your personal needs. The father teared, he sighs, and then he says, O Nabi of Allah, ask my son, I'm not using that wealth for my personal needs, but I'm spending it on his auntie, on his mother. And O Nabi of Allah, I feel that this is my son. I invested in him so that the day he grows up and he can earn, I depended on him that he will provide for me. I feel that I'm entitled to ask from him. After all, he is my son. One young sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam. Ya Rasulullah, hamaltu ummi ala unuqi farsaqain fi ramdain shadidatin law alqaytu fiha bud'atan min lahmin lanadajat fahal addaytu shukraha. O Nabi of Allah, I have carried my mother on my back for 6 miles in such heat that if I have to throw a piece of flesh on the ground, it will roast in seconds. Have I perchance done justice to the kindness of my mother? Wallah, friends and elders, as a young boy, prior to studying Quran, generally we notice it's the nature of women to harp on the fact that I bore you. For 9 months you stayed in my stomach. And many a times I took this to be monotonous and boring. When Allah gave me the opportunity to study Quran, I safely came to the conclusion without the fear of contradiction. Whether your mother is harping on this fact or not, Allah's qasam, Allah is harping on it. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. Allah says, and we ordain man to be kind and loyal to his mother. Nabi alayhi salam tells that sahabi, what you have done to your mother is not equivalent to a fraction of the agony she experienced in your childbirth. Under the commentary of this ayat, where Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam advises his son, and he tells his son, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. O my son, do not ascribe partners with Allah. Inna shirk la dhulmun azeem. The greatest injustice is ascribing partners with Allah. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, nawwarallahu marqadahu, commentating on the next ayat, writes something very unique. Allah is speaking about the advice of father to son, where Luqman alayhi salam is advising his son. Then Allah switches from the advice of Luqman to his son to Allah's personal advice. And after Allah mentions his personal advice, Allah then resumes the advice of Luqman alayhi salam. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah, ya bunayya innaha intakum mithqala habbatin min khardal. So the father is advising his son. Allah mentions the first advice of the father. Then Allah couples it with his personal advice. Then Allah resumes the advice of Luqman alayhi salam. What is the wisdom of the sequence that the Quran has adopted? Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, nawwarallahu marqadahu, writes that in the first ayat, Sayyidina Luqman cautions his son about his duty towards Allah. And he doesn't remind his son about himself that, oh my son, I am your father, you must respect me. So that he doesn't give off a notion of pride. When Sayyidina Luqman took it upon himself to remind his son of his duty towards Allah, Allah took it upon himself to remind the son about his duty towards his father. Anyway, after the argument is resolved, the Nabi of Allah calls the father. And the Nabi of Allah says, tell me, as you were coming close to me, what thoughts were crossing your heart and your mind? So again, he gets up and he says, O Nabi of Allah, this is but another proof. This is but another proof that Allah Ta'ala has favored you and that you are the true Nabi of Allah. How do you know what thoughts were crossing my mind? Under the commentary of Surah Mujadala, one woman in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khawla bint Thaqlaba radiyallahu anha. Of course, that was the caliber of the woman of that time. She comes to Nabi alayhi salam. Sayyidatina Aisha radiyallahu anha says, Tabaraka alladhi aw'a sam'uhu kulla shay. She comes and she complains. And her complaint also is in poetry. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, my husband, Aus bin Samit, Afna shababi, natartu lahu batni, hatta idha kaburat sinni, wanqata'a waladi, zahara minni. O Nabi of Allah, this is my husband, Afna shababi, destroyed my youth. دَثَرْتُ لَهُ بَطْنِي. I gave birth to his children. حَتَّى إِذَا انْقَطَعَ وَلَدِي. Now that I cannot bear any children. ظَاهَرَ مِنِّي. He has divorced me. And in between lie my innocent children. إِنْ ضَمَمْتُهُمْ إِلَيَّ جَاعُوا. وَإِنْ ضَمَمْتُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ ضَاعُوا. If I bring the children close to me, they will remain hungry. If I leave the children in the custody of my husband, they will be neglected. O Nabi of Allah, cancel and abrogate this command. The Nabi of Allah says, no, I cannot do it. Talaq has taken place, the talaq of the ancient times of Zihar. She says, O Nabi of Allah, if you are not listening, I will turn my focus towards Allah. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلًا الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Verily Allah has heard that woman who was arguing with you, and then she presented her complaint before Allah. Allah has responded to the cry of this woman, and on the request of this woman, Allah has now abrogated this talaq. This man has to go through a procedure of kafara, and once again this nikah can be reconciled. So he says, O Nabi of Allah, how do you know the thoughts that were crossing my heart and my mind? I was mentioning Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was sitting in the next room and I could not hear what this woman was saying. Jibreel Amin descends with complete explanation on what had transpired between Nabi alayhi salam and this woman. In the same way, in one occasion he comes in one riwayat, Aisha radiallahu anha told Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, we cannot keep any secret against you. Any secret that we have, Jibreel Amin comes and he exposes and reveals our secret to you. Anything that we hide from you is revealed to you by Jibreel. Anyway, this Sahabi says, O Nabi of Allah, listen to these couplets very attentively, brothers. As I was coming close, I was refreshing some memories of the day this child was born. The day I was desirous that Allah favor me with a child. And as I nurtured this boy, and as I spend my health and my wealth, my time and my resources, my ability and my potential in nurturing this child and building a castle of hopes, least realizing that a day is to dawn upon me, that this child will drag me by my hands and claim to say, I am being harsh to him and I am demanding wealth from him. As I was walking, I was singing in my mind, غَدَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ إِذَا لَيْلَةٌ ضَافَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ لَمْ أَبِتْ لِسُقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ كَأَنِّي أَنَا الْمَتْرُوقُ دُونَكَ بِالَّذِي تُرِقْتَ بِهِ دُونِي فَعَيْنِي تَهْمَلُ تخاف الردى نفسي عليك وإنها لتعلم أن الموت وقت مؤجل فلما بلغت السن والغاية التي إليها مدى ما كنت فيك أؤمل جعلت جزائي غلظة وفظاظة كأنك أنت المنعم المتفضل فليتك إذا لم ترع حق أبوتي فعلت كما الجار المصاقب يفعل فأوليتني حق الجوار ولم تكن علي بمال دون مالك تبخل. Allah, brothers, if you have to understand this Arabic, Allah's qasam, your hearts will burst. O Nabi of Allah, what must I tell you? As I'm walking with this boy, I'm thinking to myself that today, my son, you've gone so arrogant. غَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا. I nourished you. لَا لَكَ سِنٌ تَقْتَعْ لَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَبْتِشْ. When you couldn't cry, you couldn't walk and you couldn't talk, I nourished you, I fed you, I loved you, I showed kindness and mercy to you. وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعَ. And I seen to you as you grew up and you became a young boy. تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ. That today safely I can say, you have achieved whatever you have achieved because of my efforts. إِذَا لَيْلَةٌ ضَافَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ. I'm thinking in my mind, oh my little boy, what do you know? Wallah, when you were sick, my nights were more restless than yours. إِذَا لَيْلَةٌ ضَافَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ لَمْ أَبِتْ لِسُقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ. I would turn from the right to the left. The next morning I would go and earn, and my whole night would go restless. My day would go restless. When someone else's child cries, then what is the attitude? By who is the parent? Can they take this boy away? We are trying to sleep. Can't they discipline this child? Don't the parents want to take responsibility? He's a headache man, we are trying to sleep. Kisi aur ka bachcha roye to sar mein dard, aur apna bachcha roye to dil mein dard. And if my child cries, hi, my sleep is gone, please excuse me, my child is not well, please bear with me, my baby is sick. I'm thinking in my heart, That once upon a time, oh my boy, when you were sick, this is what I did. And today you drag me in the presence of Nabi alayhi salam and you say I'm claiming access to your wealth. Allah alone knows how many parents are crying. Allah's qasam, as long as those parents are crying, forget about prosperity in dunya and akhirat. And I'm not only addressing the youth that are coming from an academic field. My focus goes to those students that are studying in Darul Uloom. If I have any regret in my life amongst many other regrets, one is when I was a student, this time also I am a student, but speaking while staying in a Darul Uloom, I am grateful to the Almighty for affording me the opportunity of serving my asatiza. But unfortunately, the reality of serving my parents dawned upon me much later after my graduation. Oh my young boy studying in a Darul Uloom, if you are straightening the shoes of your ustad, 10 times more you should be straightening the shoes of your parents. If you are walking behind your ustad, wallah, you should be walking with more respect behind your parents. If you don't have you do not stretch your legs before your ustad, then all the more you should not stretch it before your parents. إذا ليلة ضافتك بالسقم لم أبت لسقمك إلا ساهرا أتململ كأني أنا المتروك دونك بالذي ترقت به دوني فعيني تهمل. Oh my son, I'm thinking in my mind, if someone had to walk in the room when you were sick and they had to see how I was tossing and how restless I was, perhaps that man would come to the conclusion that I was the man sick and not you. كأني أنا المتروك دونك بالذي ترقت به دوني فعيني تهمل تخاف الردى نفسي عليك وإنها لتعلم أن الموت وقت مؤجل. My love for you, تخاف الردى. My possessive nature over you, my son. I'm thinking this in my mind. That when did I know this is what my son will be doing to me? Stabbing me in my face. Oh my son, my love for you and my possessive nature over you never allowed me to hand you over to anyone. To such an extent, I tried every possible means of diverting and averting calamities and tragedies from you, knowing very well I cannot alter what Allah has ordained for you. What Allah has meant, in other words, when you leave from the house, if it is meant that an accident will happen, inevitably that accident will take place. Whatever harm is to take place will take place. Knowing very well, I cannot alter and change the taqdeer in your favor. Yet at the same time, my love for you did not allow me not to educate you to caution yourself. So I told you, drive slowly, wear the seatbelt. Knowing very well that these precautions cannot avert a challenge. But my love, my care, my concern, the element of kindness, perhaps to substantiate what I am saying, could be understood in the light of this verse of the Quran. وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقًا وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. When Sayyidina Yaqub dispatches his son to the king of Egypt, who was his own son, but of course he did not know at that time. So he advises his sons, oh my son, as you will make your presence in Egypt, I fear that perhaps you will be targeted with the jealous eye. إِسْتَعِينُوا عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِكُمْ بِالْكِتْمَانِ فَإِنَّكُمْ لَذِي نِعْمَةٍ مَحْسُودٍ. Every favored man is targeted with the jealous eye. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ حَاسِدًا أَن يَغْتَمَّ وَقْتَ سُرُورِكَ. It is sufficient to render a man jealous if he is sad on your happy occasion. That person that is sad on your happy occasion, that is sufficient proof that he is jealous for you. Oh my sons, I fear when you will enter, perhaps someone will say, 10 sons dressed in one gathering, speaking a foreign language, al-ainu haqqun, they will cast a nasty eye on you. So camouflage yourself, disguise yourself, and make an appearance from different doors. However, oh my children, وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. If Allah has decided that someone must look at you with nazar, this will take place. My tadbir in your favor will not alter Allah's plan, but my love for you will not allow me not to tell you. So I'm thinking in my heart, تَقَافُ الرَّدَى نَفْسِي عَلَيْكَ وَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ وَقْتٌ مُؤَجَّلُوا. Wallah, friends and elders, at this time, when 90% of the youth are taking the curses of Nabi alayhi salam, let us become, and are taking the curses of their parents, let us become those youth who walk around with the dua of Nabi alayhi salam and the duas of their parents. I mentioned this and I repeat it. Just as the world is saying that after 9/11 it's a different world, Allah's Qasam, in whose control is my life, after 9/11 the virtue of the beard and hijab is multiplied. The reward of the beard is now something else. At this time, when there's open victimization against the noble teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this deen of Nabi alayhi salam has been made foreign, and a man will be singled out exclusively at an airport because of his identity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at this time, the one that will don the hijab, that sister that will veil herself, and that young boy that will dress and revive the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Wallah brothers, take it from me, Allah has given us an excuse of earning jannah through a simple way. In the same way, when youth are walking around with the curse of their parents, let us become those youth who start our day, مَن نَذَرَ إِلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ نَذْرَ رَحْمَةٍ. He who glances at his parents, just a loving, caring, compassionate, merciful, gentle, passive gaze, with tenderness, with mildness, with obligation towards his parents. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَذْرَةٍ حَجَّةً مَبْرُورًا. The Nabi of Allah says, on every glance, Allah will give you the reward of an accepted hajj. قَالُوا وَإِنْ نَذَرَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مِئَ مَرَّةٍ. How sad! You and I have the opportunity to start our day by glancing our parents. Maybe some will look at the Kaaba and earn Allah's pleasure. Allah has favored us daily looking at our parents. We can earn the same rewards. But so sad, so unfortunate, so tragic. The youth have converted those lovely glances into such nasty glances that perhaps it could be said that instead of getting the reward of an hajj, the hajj that you have performed, you has been rendered null and void after this nasty glance. Then the sahabi comes to the climax of these couplets. تَخَافُ الرَّدَى نَفْسِي عَلَيْكَ وَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ وَقْتٌ مُؤَجَّلٌ فَلَمَّا بَلَغْتَ السِّنَّ وَالْغَايَةَ الَّتِي إِلَيْهَا مَدَى مَا كُنْتُ فِيكَ أُؤَمِّلُ. But oh my son, I continued. I kept on investing in you. I kept on spending on you. My dua was you. Wallah, at every stage, Allahu Akbar. How can a child understand what is the concern of his father? Look at the situation of Nuh alayhi salam. He speaks to his young boy. Again, the youth, arrogant, proud. I'm understanding, I'm capable, I'm competent. I got the situation under control. Wallah, brothers. This is the deception of the youth. Because Allah allows things to materialize in favor of you as you plan it. You think that it is happening because you are doing it. So things are shaping as you are planning. I will get up, I will pick up the girl at this time, I will have the car. Allah has given you the health, the wealth, the time, the grace, the respite. Things are materializing, so you feel you are in control. Wait when my Allah starts snatching those abilities. And he snatches it in such a way. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, when you are casting that lustful gaze, I am in full authority to blind you on that spot. Ma'qal bin Yasar radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. The Nabi of Allah says, لَأَنْ يُطْعَنَ فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ بِمَخِيطٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمُسَّ إِمْرَأَةً لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. O my Sahabi, it is better for you that a steel nail be driven in the center of your head and the pain be unbearable than you touch the palm of a strange woman. Wait when Allah starts snatching those abilities from you. فَلَمَّا بَلَغْتَ السِّنَّ وَالْغَايَةَ الَّتِي إِلَيْهَا مَدَى مَا كُنْتُ فِيكَ أُؤَمِّلُ. When finally you reach that age of your life, oh my boy, you reach the prime of your life, with which I had all my hopes attached. It's just for my son to become 15. It's just for my son to mature. I'm just waiting for my son to get married. Inshallah, poiro mutto tejai. The child must just grow up. The hopes with which I was living, and I was taking support from these hopes, and I was resting on these pillars, and I was being ambitious in my mind, and I was shaping this castle of hopes, and I was, you know, I was exerting myself in shaping this hope, that finally when my son will reach that age, when you came to the pinnacle of that age, جعلت جزائي ذلبة وفظاظة كأنك أنت المنعم المتفضل. Oh my son, you answered my kindness with harshness, my gentleness with hatred, my love with animosity, as though you are my father and I am your son. What is the nature of that young boy? Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he tells his son, Ya bunayya rkam ma'ana wa la takum ma'al kafirin. Some elderly person tells us, young boy, switch off that music, my boy. It is a masjid here, people are performing salah. And we arrogantly say, look at this topi, what's wrong with him now? Who's he to tell me what to do? Why don't you tell your own son, man? So the man gently walks away. Ya bunayya rkam ma'ana. Oh my son, come, join me. We are boarding the ark. Allah's azab is coming today. قَالَ سَعَوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلِي يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Oh my father, look at youth. شَبَابُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْجُنُونِ. A man is deprived of his sanity in his youth. Oh my father, I will take shelter on the zenith of the mountain. Now that son is challenging the strength of Allah. Nuh alayhi salam has made dua, Rabbi anni maghloob. Oh Allah, I have been overpowered, fantasir. Take revenge. What is the revenge of Allah? فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَ الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ. Allah says, we opened the doors from the top. We opened the doors of water from the bottom. Water gushed forth from the earth. Water showing down from the heavens. This young boy, in his intelligence, in his youth, in his competence, what does he say? سَآوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلٍ. I will take shelter on the zenith of the mountain. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. The mountain will secure me against the torment of Allah. Again that father. O youth, how long will we let our parents cry? Pledge to Allah that we will go and make them happy today. Say Ameen, brothers. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Oh my son, don't apply logic with Allah. Oh my young boy, don't abuse your youth. There'll be nobody to safeguard you against the azab of Allah when the punishment of Allah comes. The son doesn't listen, but the inner feeling of the father doesn't shun the boy. That no, the son hasn't listened, so let him drown. Now he turns focus to Allah. Ya Rabbi, inna bni min ahli, wa inna wa'daka al-haqqu, wa anta ahkamul hakimin. Oh Allah, you promise you will save me. Look at the concern of that father. Wallah, when you leave your house, snubbing your father, Allah's qasam, that father goes on the musalla and cries for you. The father turns to Allah. Inna bni min ahli, wa inna wa'daka al-haqqu, wa anta ahkamul hakimin. Oh Allah, this is my son. Allah, he's been arrogant. Allah, but he is my son after all. Allah, you promised me you'll take care of my family. Allah, promise me you will save my son. Allah then admonishes Nuh. Innahu laysa min ahlik. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. Oh Nuh, that is not your son. And Allah says, the father and son speaking. The father trying to convince the boy. The boy being arrogant. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. In came the water of Allah and the boy was destroyed. Oh my son, when you reach that age of your life with which I had all my hopes shaped, my son will respect me. My son will take off the burden. Like I many a times mentioned to people, one of the weakness of man is when he doesn't have any ni'mat, any bounty, any favor, then he imagines in his human feelings that if I had to own this particular favor or if I had this particular bounty, he imagines it with all its advantages, minusing all its disadvantages. So if a man doesn't have a car, he says, Allahu Akbar, if I had a car now, I wouldn't have been walking. Perhaps I would be driving somewhere. I would have been on holiday. I would have been at a resort. I would have been enjoying a holiday. I would have been enjoying a nice drive on this Saturday evening. The man that doesn't own the car, least realizing that perhaps if he owned the car, his car could have been broken. He could have been at a mechanic. The traffic officer perhaps could have stopped him. Maybe his tires were worn out. He didn't have enough money to fill petrol. He doesn't consider those things. The man that doesn't have a son says, if I had a son, today he would have been earning, I would have been sitting, I would have been relaxing. Oh my son, when you reach that age of your life with which I had all my hopes attached, this is what you did. Allahu Akbar. Then he goes on to say, فَلَيْتَكَ إِذَا لَمْ تَرْعَ حَقَّ أُبُوَّتِي فَأَنْتَكَ مَا الْجَارُ الْمُسَاقِبُ يَفْعَلُ. Oh my son, my cry to you is, if you couldn't treat me like a father, I'm asking you, can you not afford me the rights that Islam affords to any ordinary human being? Could you not consider me to be a human being amongst human beings? Could you not consider me to be an insan amongst insan? If you can't treat me like a father, I will accept it. I will wait. I will be patient. I'm asking you, treat me like an insan. Treat me like a neighbor. فَأُولَيْتَنِي حَقَّ الْجِوَارِ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ عَلَيَّ بِمَالٍ دُونَ مَالِكَ تَبْخَلُ. That today we wouldn't have been in this position, sitting before the Nabi of Allah, that when I asked you for money, you referred to it as I'm claiming wealth from you. The Nabi of Allah was moved by these couplets. He teared and he cried and he sobbed and he said, from today onwards, my teachings are أَنْتَ وَمَالُكَ لِأَبِي. From today onwards, this is part of my fiqh, this is part of my teachings, that you, O my young boy, and all your wealth belongs to your father. Much time has been taken. The riwayat appears in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْمَهْدِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثٌ. There were three children that spoke in the cradle, and one was Sahibu Juraij. Juraij was a man in the previous nations, who was a very pious person. فَاتَّخَذَ سَوْمَعَةً. He built his monastery where he made ibadat of Allah. One day while he was performing salah, أَتَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهُوَ يُصَلِّي. His mother came while the boy was performing salah. May Allah make that also a reality in our homes, that when we're looking for our children, they on the musalla. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, under the commentary of this ayat, رَبَّنَا هَبَلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The dua of the pious, O Allah, make our wives and our children the coolness of our eyes. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَقَرَّ لِعَيْنِ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ أَنْ يَرَى زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَوْلَادَهُ مُطِيعِينَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Wallah, there is nothing more soothing to the eye of the believer, more comforting to the heart of the believer, than to walk into the home after Fajr Salah and find your wife on the musalla, your one son performing wudu, the other one making tilawat. Wallah, if this will become the reality of our homes, our very stay in this dunya will become cherishable. But on the contrary, we are facing that situation. The hadith which I quoted, narrated in Bayhaqi on the authority of Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salam says, a time is to come, a man will lose his iman because of his wife and his children. How, Nabi of Allah, tell us, the most beloved will be instrumental in the destruction of your iman. Impossible. How is this, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam says, يُعَيِّرُونَهُ بِالْفَقْرِ. This boy, coupled with his mother, will taunt the father and taunt the husband in the house, that, oh my father, you have done nothing for me. You have earned nothing for me. You have provided me with nothing. Daily, this man, this husband, this father, will become the victim of the accusations and the taunting of his wife and his children. The Nabi of Allah says, in the prophecy that he has made, which is staring at us today, which is openly vivid and manifest before us, the Nabi of Allah says, a time will come, the criticism of his children will become unbearable. The man will become so desperate to soothe the ego of his son that he will get involved in halal and haram so long as he can satisfy the needs of his children. Juraij is performing salah. His mother comes and he says, Ya Juraij. So while performing salah, in his heart he thinks, Allahumma inna hadha ummi. Oh Allah, this is my mother. And this is my salah. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani writes in Fathul Bari, أي اجتمع علي إجابة أمي وإتمام صلاتي فوفقني لأفضلهما. Oh Allah, I'm performing salah and my mother is calling me. Which way do I turn? What is the right thing for me to do? So he thinks in his heart and he continues with salah. The mother calls once, twice, no response, she goes away. Remember brothers, the boy is performing salah. Allah forgive, today our mother is calling us. We are involved in an unlawful discussion with a strange girl. Our mother is calling us, we can hear her and we deliberately ignore her. Our mother is calling us, we act as though we haven't heard, we shut the door and we walk out. This boy is performing salah. He is communicating with Allah, the greatest form of ibadat. But look at how grave the consequences are of not responding to the call of his mother. The next day the mother returns, this young pious lad performing salah again. Again the mother says, Ya Juraij, oh my boy, oh my son. And in one riwayat it comes, Nabi alayhi salam says, لو كان جريج فقيها وفي رواية عالما لعلم أن إجابة أمه أولى من عبادة ربه. If Juraij had some knowledge of deen, he was a pious boy, but he lacked the understanding of deen. If he had some understanding, he would have known that it was more rewarding, more meritorious for him to respond to the call of his mother than complete his salah. Again the mother says, oh my Juraij, oh my son, oh my Dikra. Again the son ignores, not ignoring deliberately, but rather in a predicament, not understanding which way to tie, which way to turn. On the third day the mother comes, the boy again in salah. The mother in a fit of anger, she says, Allahumma inna hadha Juraijan ibni wa inni kallamtuhu fa aba'i yukallimani. Allahumma la tumithu hatta turiyahu wujuhal mumisat. Oh Allah, this is my Juraij. Allah, I called him once, Allah, he didn't respond. Allah, I called him twice, Allah, he didn't respond. Allah, I called him three times, he didn't respond. Allah, I make you my witness, I'm his mother, he has hurt my heart. I make you witness, I curse him, Allah. Let him not die until he doesn't see repeatedly with his naked eye the most despicable sight of prostitutes repeatedly. مَا فَهِمَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا الْأَعْرَجَانِ الْأَوَّلْ مِنَ الزَّمَخْشَرِ وَالثَّانِي مِنَ الْجُرْجَانِ Jarullah Zamakhshari Rahmatullah Alayhi, the curse of a mother. Nabi Alayhi Salam did not curse the man does not perform salah, yet the sin is so severe. The Nabi of Allah did not curse the person not discharging zakat, yet the sin is so grave. On the contrary, سَعِدْتَ ثَلَاثًا فَأَمَّنْتَ ثَلَاثًا O Nabi of Allah, very strange practice we observe. You ascended the pulpit, Ameen. You ascended, Ameen. You ascended for the third time, Ameen. Could you perhaps explain what was happening, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam said, جَاءَنِي جِبْرِيلِ Jibreel came to me. One side, the Nabi of Allah was so particular about cursing that he says, Allahumma innama ana bashar akhdabu kama yaghdabun fa ayyuma abdin adaytuhu aw la'antuhu aw shatamtuhu faj'alha lahu zaka. Oh Allah, I'm a human like other humans. I'm also provoked. I'm also incited. I tend to become angry like any human will become angry. Sometimes as a human, I become angry on a person. I verbally abuse him, oh Allah. I insult him. Oh Allah, I am asking you, if I have unjustly, verbally abused any man, then make my insult in his favor a source of atonement for his sins. Forgive him and pardon him for his wrong, oh Allah. For me insulting him, make it a means of his forgiveness. And let not that curse go on that ummati of mine. So he is converting his curse into a dua. But let us understand how severe the crime of disobedience to parents is. That the Nabi of Allah says, Jibreel descends. And Jibreel says, Ba'uda. Woe be to that person. Raghima anfuhu. May he be destroyed. May he be humbled. Who, O Nabi of Allah, who finds his parents in old age. And due to failure in serving them, cannot earn Jannat for him. Jibreel has cursed this man. And I sanction, and I condone, and I approve, and I seal, and I endorse the curse of Jibreel. Friends and elders, you tell me, who is going to shelter that young boy who is moving around with the curse of Jibreel, sanctioned by the master of both the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Who is going to shelter this boy who is moving around with the curse of Jibreel alayhi salam? Generally, you would become angry with a person when the task is trivial and yet he doesn't capitalize on it. Such a small favor I asked you and you couldn't do it. Really, you should. That is really, you know, even on your part, such a basic trivial favor. In other words, such simple things to serve your parents and earn Jannat. You have failed in that also. You deserve the curse of Jibreel, and I say Ameen to it. Anyway, this boy, Juraij, takes the curse of his mother. فَتَذَاكَرَ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلَ جُرَيْجًا وَعِبَادَتَهُ Time has lapsed. Bani Israel started speaking about Juraij and his ibadat. And they started speaking how much ibadat of Allah he makes. There was one woman, the إِمْرَأَةٌ بَغِيٌّ يُتَمَثَّلُ بِحُسْنِهَا who was known for her beauty. She said, إِنْ شِئْتُمْ لَأَفْتِنَنَّهُ لَكُمْ If you want, I will beguile this boy. فَتَعَرَّضَتْ لَهُ She presents herself before this young boy. But this boy, this friend of Allah, doesn't even look at her, and neither, you know, doesn't even cast a lustful gaze, never mind a lustful hand. So then this woman gives access to herself by one shepherd that used to come to that monastery. And the shepherd fornicates with this woman. And in the process, she conceives and a child is born. And when the child is born, she says, you know who is the father of this child? That so-called pious is Juraij. This is what he is doing in darkness. People without investigating go and abolish and destroy that monastery. And they took Juraij on the back of a camel, on the back of a donkey, and they took him street to street. And they told him, started addressing him by saying, Mura'in tukhadi'un nasa bi'amalik. Mura'in tukhadi'un nasa bi'amalik. He is a liar, he is an imposter. He claims piety but he's making zina. He claims piety but he's making zina. People came out laughing at him, ridiculing him. Finally he came to that street where the prostitutes of those place were living. فَلَمَّا خَرَجُوا نَحْوَ بَيْتِ الزَّوَانِي. As they walk through that street where these women come out, he lowers his gaze. There's some contradicting emotions manifesting. The gesture of his face somehow is contradicting. There is smile, there is tears, and then there is silence. Someone asks him, O Juraij, what is this? He says, my mother is gone, and wallah, she has passed away decades ago. But today I revive the curse of my mother, which she had made to me many, many years ago. Allah, let not this child die till he doesn't see prostitutes. Wallah, the curse of my mother remained with me. Today the curse of my mother is staring at me. Friends and elders, much can be said. Wallah, there is ample to discuss. One person comes to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Inna abi zawwajani. My father insisted I get married to this girl. وَإِنَّهُ الْآنْ يَأْمُرُنِي بِطَلَاقِهَا. And now my father says I must divorce this girl. What should I do? Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, I will not tell you divorce that girl, nor will I tell you keep her in your nikah. غَيْرَ أَنَّكَ إِنْ شِئْتَ حَدَّثْتُكَ مَا سَمِعْتُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. However, I will mention to you what I heard from Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. And what is that? الْوَالِدُ أَوْسَطُ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ فَإِنْ شِئْتَ حَافِظْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْبَابِ وَإِنْ شِئْتَ دَعْ. I heard the Nabi of Allah saying, the best form of entrance into Jannah is to respect your father. The choice is yours. Preserve that door or destroy it. If you have that father, your entrance into Jannah is secured. We make dua to Almighty Allah in conclusion, that every youngster that has gathered here, let us go back to our parents. Take the du'as of our parents. Take the joy of our parents. Take the happiness of our parents. Wallah, Allah will give us barakah in dunya as well. Allah will give us barakah in this world. Allah will give us barakah in akhirat. There are so many incidents we mentioned, time does not permit. But the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that if we will respect our parents and take the du'as of our parents, Allah has promised kindness in this world. Allah has promised abundance of sustenance in this world and the everlasting abode in akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give our parents long life. May Allah reward them abundantly for their favors upon us. Give us the ability to serve them, respect them, honor them, cherish them. And those of us that our parents have left this world, let us visit their graves. Let us make dua for them. Let us be good to those who are the relatives and the acquaintances and those that associated with our parents. For verily, that is the best way to console the soul of our parents in their absence. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.